بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من سميع عليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تقف ما ليس لك به علم إن السمع والبصر والفؤاد كل أولئك كان عنه مسؤولا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته وقال أيضا من حسن إسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعنيه أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Honorable ulama, respected huffaz, elders and brothers, mothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First and foremost, we commence with the praises of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah, who is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher and nourisher. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master and our leader, Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, the tremendous advances in communications technologies over the past century have ushered in a world in which these technologies, these techies, these gadgets play a very dominant role in our lives. With all the speed and with all the efficiency, they also offer great entertainment. There is never a dull moment with these gadgets around. These gadgets are slick, they are seductive, and they are endlessly entertaining. No wonder it has come to enjoy a very central place in our daily lives. And today, inshallah, with the help of my Creator, Allah Rabbul Izzah, I wish to highlight to you one such aspect of technology which me and you refer to as social networking. The question is, what is social networking? And how is it useful? You see, elders and brothers, you will hear the normal bleating, a word that is used quite often in social networking, is you will hear the usual bleating where people would say, but it is nice to know what this person is doing, it is nice to know what my brother or my sister is doing, blah, 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 blah. And then you ask the person, but why can't you send an email to find out how the person is doing and he or she will respond to you? Or even better, why can't you phone the person? Why can't you call the person to say, oh my brother, oh my sister, how are you doing? And they will respond to you. But no, I have to talk to that person in a space where not only the person will hear my conversation, but everybody else will also hear that conversation. Now, the question is the concern about the person that you are speaking to, or is the motive something else? Respected elders and friends, also in this space, in this networking, in the social networking, you will find pictures which have really no place outside the home. Which absolutely have no place outside the home. You will find a picture of a person hugging his wife. You will find a picture of a person hugging his brother or sister. And so on and so on. I don't think I need to describe to you of what is going on in social networking, especially to those who have put it there in the first place. Then they tell you, but there are controls. They tell you, there are controls. Yes, of course there are controls. But tell me, respected elders and friends, how come almost nobody uses them. If they are controls, then how come nobody uses these controls? So how many Facebook profiles you know that have maximum control activated only when the immediate family can access it? And of course, in the end, all of these controls are only good as the techies and the geeks that Facebook make them to be. After all, they themselves can access the information anyway. So where's the control? So the question is, respected elders and friends, and I need you to be with me for a while, please. This is something that is troubling me for a long time, and I will tell you why. The question is, what have we achieved by logging onto Facebook, Skype, Flickr, Numbers, Twitter? Twitter. Clever word. Whoever has coined this word really knew what he was doing. Why? Talk about hitting under the belt. Who twitters? Who twitters? A twit. Who twitters? A twit. But then I suppose a twit doesn't know that he's really a twit, is it? Okay, so that is why he twitters. Because he doesn't know which arrow is a twit. Nevertheless, what is achieved, respected elders and friends? The question is, what is achieved? What is achieved is, by way of example, is somebody peeping through your window. Somebody peeping through your window, wanting to know what you are doing all the time, and likewise you want to know what that person is doing all the time. You see, intrusion into privacy. Intrusion into privacy, when it is done against your will, is unpleasant. You wouldn't like somebody to intrude into your personal life. When it is done against your will, it is absolutely a no-no. So what is better? What is better? They get you into the state of mind where you will voluntarily call people, where you will volunteer to tell people all about your internal organs on your own. See the change. An intruder is only an intruder when he intrudes against your will. He is regarded as an intruder when he will intrude against your will. But if you invite him, then he becomes a guest. No more an intruder. Now he is a guest on your profile. Now he is invited on your profile. Same person, but different rules. And that is all what it's all about. The rules of engagement. The rules of engagement. So the question is it social networking or is it social engineering? You see, respected elders and friends, we need to understand this. Wallahi, as an ummah, we need to understand what is happening. We cannot just be blind to everything that is going on. What is happening is, the purpose is to change the rules of society. What they say, break the barriers. Break the barriers. Destroy the boundaries that protect us. Tilka hududullah. My Allah and your Allah repeatedly mentions in the Quran, these are the boundaries of Allah. So what they say, break the barriers, destroy the boundaries. And Allah says, فَلَا تَقْرَبُوهَا. Do not even go near these boundaries. Allah didn't say, فَلَا تَفْعَلُوهَا. Do not indulge in it. Allah says, do not go near these boundaries. And the very same word, the very same verb, the very same fa'al Allah uses when it comes to adultery. Allah says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. Do not even go near it. But what they tell you, break the barriers, break the boundaries. There's no boundaries. Friends, me and you, we know we have boundaries. Whether we obey to the laws of that boundary or whether we exceed the limits of that boundary, me and you live in this life with boundaries. We live with barriers where Allah has protected me and you from the evils of society. Nevertheless, and then where does this lead to? Once you've broken the boundaries, once you've broken the barriers, where does this lead to? This leads to addiction and intoxication. It leads to addiction and intoxication. Addiction to seeing what others are doing and telling others what you are doing on a daily, hourly, minute by minute basis. And being intoxicated with the sense feeling, with the false feeling that you are so interesting that people are really interested in what you are doing. So you are addicted and you are intoxicated. Not realizing or willing to believe that these are actions of intoxicated people. Perhaps you don't like the word intoxication. Perhaps you don't like the word intoxication. But just don't log on to your Facebook. Don't log on to your Twitter account for 2 days. Just for 2 days. And then monitor your heartbeat. Monitor your blood pressure. And monitor the tremor in your hands when you're holding that mouse. And see what happens. Then see how intoxicated you are. Friends, and what is all this for? What have we achieved? Or what is achieved with the time that you have spent reading about another person's adenoids, reading about another person's adenoids, and telling them about yours? This Dr. Hussein Van Bali, is he around in the country? Adenoids, talks, you know about adenoids. I know about adenoids, but really you don't know what Facebook guys are talking about adenoids at the moment. So you see what's happening? You are intoxicated, you are addicted. Where they have broken the barrier to allow you to tell people about your internal organs. And what you have achieved by knowing about somebody else's adenoids, only Allah knows. Respected Allahs and friends, just ask yourself this question. What have I achieved by logging onto Facebook and Twitter or whichever of these infernal social networks you are on over the past month, over the past year, over the past days? Remember, this is a very, very serious question, because you and I as a Muslim, you and I as a Muslim, you are spending your time and your life doing it. Remember this. You are spending precious time doing this. And what have you achieved? And that makes it amongst the first questions that Allah is going to ask me and you about. How have you spent your time? How have you spent your time? And what will we tell Allah? Prepare the answer, because you will need it. Prepare the answer, you will need it. Respected elders and friends, social networking is social engineering. Its purpose is to change the value and the ethics of people. And this is done in the most benign form, is to encourage you to indulge more and more in the consumerist society that we are living in today. We think we are the consumers, but unfortunately we are being consumed. Just think of how many of us buy things, see shows, go to restaurants and other places, like or dislike, because of the campaigns that are being run on Facebook and Twitter. How many of us are being consumed by this because of that campaign that is happening? See what is happening, friends. See what is happening and listen carefully. What is happening is your minds are invaded. Your thoughts are influenced, and your actions, and consequently your actions, are being manipulated, and you may not even realize it. Today, Muslims all over the world, whenever there is an offensive on Facebook, they cry and they make a big noise and they march and they do everything else, and they say we need to lock off Facebook. But friends, an impulsive reaction will do us no good. An impulsive reaction will do us no good. Just staying off Facebook for one day, as many have advocated, will only highlight our capitulation to it. Will only highlight how much we have become engrossed in it. Respected elders and friends, it is time that we rethink what we are doing with our lives and our time. And it is time we say no to these social networkings. It is time that we get off Facebook, we get off Twitter and all the other sites that is destroying us from within. You see, in the ayat al-Karima, which I have recited before you in the beginning of my introduction, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna sama'a." Verily your hearing. Inna sama'a, your hearing. Wal basara, your sight. Wal fu'ad, and the thoughts that you harbor in your heart. Allah says, "Kullu ulaika kana anhu mas'ula." Allah says that all these will be inquired into on the Day of Judgment. So this ayat al-Karima, where Allah brings mine and your attention, that remember the organs that I have given you, you will be questioned with regard to it on the Day of Reckoning. This ayah is a very, very strong reminder that we need to protect our ears, we need to protect our eyes, and we need to protect our thoughts from the obscenities and from the evils that have become an integral part of modern media today, that have become part and parcel of technology today. Respected elders and friends, benefit from the good of technology. Benefit from the good of technology, but be wary of its evils. Just as you would warm yourself in front of a fire, but you would be cautious about its flames. Friends, we need to understand and we need to remember, we cannot get to the high road by taking the low road. We cannot win the pleasure of our Creator by disobeying Him. Wallah, it can never happen. We cannot enter paradise by being ambivalent about it. We need to understand that the clash between the two lives here is actually the clash between the two afterlives. And the choice is ours. The choice that me and you make in this world, that choice Allah has blessed us with. That intellect and that intelligence Allah has blessed us with. I have just very briefly outlined to you on one aspect of this technology. Wallahi, if Allah permits, my time is up. But I just would have loved to tell you the destruction, the anarchy, and the harm that it is causing in the lives of our Muslim youth, the harm that it is causing in the lives of our married couples. Wallah, it's shocking, friends. Now you and I have the choice. You and I have the choice. We take a decision here today. And this is my humble plea to you. Wallah, I speak from my heart to you today. That either you have a choice, you go home and you discuss this matter with your children. They come to madrasa, friends, and they're busy on Facebook. Wallah, you know, as a parent, how can you accept it, man? They're busy while they are reading Quran. They're busy with their fingers on Facebook and Twitter. When are we going to realize? When do we awake from the slumber that we're in? When do we realize, you know, we say that America is our enemy. We say that Israel is our enemy. We say that this is happening in the Muslim part of the world. But we are lighting the fire with our own hands. Then we claim to be doing this and doing that. It's not conference. We need to take a decision today. We need to seriously sit down with our families and see how are we incurring the pleasure of Allah or the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give me the ability and all of us the ability and the understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi.